This is TWiT.
First up, Recode reports that CEO Larry Page is transferring leadership of core Google products such as Research, Search, Maps, Google+, Commerce, and Ads, and infrastructure, that's a lot of things, to Sundar Pichai, citing sources close to the situation. Pichai will continue to keep his existing responsibility for Android, Chrome, and Google apps. Reportedly, Page has said in meetings with staff about the changes that he wants to focus on the bigger picture and is unable to do that with so many reports and a myriad of duties related to each product unit. It's worth noting that YouTube is being left out of the centralization effort with CEO Susan Wojcicki still reporting to Page, not Pichai. Music sales are falling at Apple's iTunes store. Specifically, sales have dropped 14% worldwide since the start of the year, according to people familiar with the matter, speaking with the Wall Street Journal, which also reports that Apple's rebuilding Beats Music and plans to relaunch it next year as part of iTunes. Factoring in CD sales, which have been dropping for over 10 years, overall music sales in most of the world has basically fallen flat last year. Unless, of course, you factor in Japan, which had drops in both physical and digital sales. This year's decline in global iTunes music sales mirrors domestic declines. U.S. revenue from downloads of singles and albums fell 11% and 14%, respectively, in the first half of 2014. That's according to the Recording Industry Association of America. But a 28% jump in revenue from streaming music services helped overall digital revenue increase slightly to $2.2 billion in the first 6 months of the year. Now, speaking of Apple, CEO Tim Cook was in China this week and today told local publication Xinhua that he hopes to adapt all of Apple's developments to work for the Chinese market. In fact, Cook specifically said, quote, "We want to bring Apple Pay to China. I'm convinced there will be enough people that want to use it. It's going to be successful," end quote. Apple's market share in China is around 16% after Samsung's 23% and China's home brand Xiaomi, which hovers around 21%, according to a survey by Kantar World Panel Comtech on January through May market statistics. When Apple announced its new iPad Air 2 and Mini 3, it didn't make a big deal about the new Apple SIM card designated to be usable across a variety of wireless carriers, both in the US, the UK, and including AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and UK's E. Too good to be true? Possibly. Mac Rumors started noticing posts on its forums that AT&T isn't actually supporting this interchangeability and is locking the SIM included with cellular models of the compatible iPad models. In response, an AT&T spokesperson tells Recode that AT&T customers who use the Apple SIM with AT&T will need a different SIM card to switch carriers and that, quote, "With us, you can change carriers with this iPad anytime you want. It is an unlocked device. All you have to do is switch out the SIM in the device so it works on another carrier. It's just simply the way we've chosen to do it," end quote. Now, here's a little something to chew on over the weekend. On-demand TV service and cord cutter darling Roku Inc. is planning to file for an initial public offering. The Wall Street Journal, of course, reports this, citing people familiar with the matter, who also say Roku has been working with investment banks, including Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and Citigroup, to prepare for a potential offering that could raise as much as $150 million. Roku declined to comment.